Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac this week. So if you're wondering and you're listening, boy, this week's Bob Almanac. I tell you what, Jim and Neil's staffs, they have really put in extra effort. Seems like they're really trying hard. I wonder what's going on there. It's because we have a sponsor. We always try very hard for our sponsors. We want to work for our sponsors. We want them to build their business. And the Bob Almanac helping to build the business for American Pressure. Huge inventory of pressure washer parts, accessories. American Pressure ships the same day. Their service techs come right to you to get your machines fixed and working like they should. American Pressure in Robbinsdale. Go to AmericanPressure.com. Spray it, don't say it. I like to use a pressure washer to get slivers out of my finger.
Well, that would probably do it.
I like to slice my apples with a nice thin razor, kind of thin flow of water out of a pressure washer. Very handy, very good.
And
you're not going to cut yourself.
Multiple uses.
You're not going to cut yourself like you would with a knife. We have a Bob Almanac salute today.
Tilbert for Office Depot.
Just as I thought, my cubicle is 2 inches smaller today than yesterday.
We install real-time status adjusters. Sensors monitor your work and adjust the cubicle size according to your value.
It's amazing how fast you get used to it.
Business is crazy, but Office Depot makes sense.
So if we adjusted, Neil, the size of the cubicle based on your value here at Bob FM, what would the size of your cubicle be? Could you get a couple of paper clips in it?
If we use a shoehorn, perhaps.
So the guy who gave us Dilbert, comic strip creator Scott Adams, has died at the age of 68. He announced that he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer in May.
Sure.
His ex-wife, Shelley, announced his death on a live stream. Must have been a late stage of prostate cancer, one that they could not treat and cure or... I don't know if you, do you ever cure prostate? Do you ever cure cancer? You just kind of put it in remission,
right?
Get it
in remission,
yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So, yes, Dilbert. And I don't know if you remember, I totally forgot this. Dilbert actually had its own show. They had a...
Really?
An animated show. Probably the reason nobody knew about it and remembers it because it was on the UPN.
Oh, right.
Which I think was Channel 9. Channel 9 was UPN there before. Or was it 29? Yeah. Or they were UPN, and then 9 became Fox, so they pushed UPN maybe over to 29.
29.
Or no, actually, 29 was Fox first. Remember that?
That's right.
29 was Fox first, and 9 was UPN, and then they did the flipperoo, I believe.
Yes.
But Dilbert, creator Scott Adams, now gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten. Wednesday, January 14th, 14th day of the year. Edmund Halley. You can call him Halley, you can call him Haley, just don't call him Johnson. English astronomer Edmund Halley, because we do say Halley's Comet, but I believe the pronunciation of his name is actually Halley. But of course, we got Bill Haley in his comments, and that made it even more confusing.
Yes, it did.
So Edmund Halley died at the age of 85, first person to map out the orbit of the comet that is named after him. He also predicted its many return flights. He died on this date in 1742. Neil, do you know, is Halley's Comet coming through this year?
I don't think so. It seems like it's a ways off.
Does Zach Galifianakis know when it's coming around?
He, if anybody would.
Right.
He would.
Let's go to 1954.
Romance that thrills the world. The marriage of Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio attracts a record crowd to the San Francisco court where the ceremony is performed. Two top-flight performers living up to long-established reputations.
How romantic at the courthouse, right? Well, they got it done, though. It only lasted 9 months.
9 months. It was brief. They said it couldn't last, and it didn't. By
his,
the way,
his hitting streak was longer than the marriage. Think about that for a minute. It really wasn't, but 56 games.
Yeah.
As far as marriages go... That was...
That one and the Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries, they were...
Right.
Yeah, that one was shorter.
What about Halley's Comet?
It returns July 28th, 2061.
Okay,
I'm going to see it.
I hope to. Although, that'll be pretty advanced. I might not even know what a comet is at that point. I might
be 103.
I might be trying to eat comet. at that point in time. You know, the stuff you used to clean your sink with. Kind of gritty. Right. Kind of tasty, though. It kind of had a minty finish. 1972, this date.
I got something here for Mr. Fred Sanford.
Oh, and then you can take the bills on down to the Undertaker parlor because Fred is dead.
Fred's dead?
You heard what I said.
That's a shame. I got a gift here for him.
A gift? Well, listen. I hope you're a religious man because you're about to witness a miracle.
Presto! Presto! Chango!
Fred is not dead, though.
Opening scene from the first episode of Sanford and Son, premiering this date, 1972. You know, that first episode, the pilot, was actually titled Just Sanford. Lamont was mentioned in the show, but Lamont was working with that guy who was at the door on the Alaska pipeline. Rollo was kind of the guy that helped around the junkyard there, the salvage yard. And then it wasn't until, I would imagine, I'm guessing the second episode, that they brought Demon Wilson in. And he became Lamont. He became the big dummy that everybody knew that he was. And the rest was history for Sanford and Son. 1972, almost exactly a year after All in the Family debuted, Norman Lear came back at us with Sanford and Son.
And what a genius.
It was a dandy, certainly in 72. 1990.
Introducing Glade Plug-Ins Air Freshener. It keeps
on freshening and freshening
and freshening.
Plug it in, plug it in.
New Glade Plug-Ins.
Speaking of fragrant,
plug it in, plug it in.
We had a new way to make the house smell nice.
This refill cartridge for a full 30 days.
30 days. Always afraid that they might start my house on fire because they did get warm. But that's how that's the only way to get the radiance of the aroma through, you know, out of that little packet. You needed a little heat, so you had to have some heat.
Right.
And they just don't hope they don't overheat. Yeah, house burned down. Glade plug-in. And didn't Larry the Cable Guy have a joke about putting a Glade plug-in somewhere? I can't remember where it was. It was funny, part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. And did you hear them using Billy Crash Craddock's Rub It In?
Yes, I did.
I hope. I know he didn't write that song, but I hope he got some kind of royalty there. They should have had him singing it, but that was 1990. And this was ugly, 2001.
All the defensive backs covering are just atrocious today for the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, the wide receivers are the receivers of the Giants.
Giant record for touchdown passes. In playoffs, that's his fifth. Bill Sims at 41-0 in the NFC Championship game.
It became affectionately known as 41 Donut. Vikings, Giants. It was this date, 2001. It was the 2000 season NFC Championship game. We couldn't have been less prepared to play that game. Although they had spiraled, even though they won in the playoffs. I'd like to remember, I can't remember who we beat in the playoffs. We won the division, but we lost our last three games, which cost us home field advantage. Do we lose to the Giants at the Metrodome 41-0? Probably not. Do we win? Who knows? But we lost our last three games of the season, coughed up home field advantage, and then I can't remember the Cowboys. Might have been the Cowboys we opened up in 2000 playoffs and then went to the Giants. And just got pummeled. I mean, our defensive backs, were they even there? Did they show up at Shea Stadium instead?
There were guys wide open continuously. It was an embarrassment.
And I love John Madden. He pulled no punches at all.
Right.
I mean, he called our defensive backs just chairs, like traffic cones out in the secondary, not covering anybody. 41 Donut, 2001 this date. We have birthdays. What?
There was a lot of bad losses. That was one of the worst.
Yeah, that's right up there.
One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulders and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son.
Clarence Carter, 1936. He's 90 today. 90 for Clarence Carter. That's Patches. That was his big hit. He had a somewhat pornographic song called Strokin' that we played a lot at weddings.
I became a man that day. So I told my mom.
It was not appropriate here.
No, certainly not.
That is strict.
But it was one of the top requested songs when I was a highly paid, skilled wedding DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Owner
operator. You ever going to come out of retirement there?
No, certainly not.
What's it like?
What, you mean prison?
No. Armed robbery.
It ain't like anything.
Shoot, I knew you'd ever rob any place, you faker.
There is Faye Dunaway, her and Warren Beatty, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes.
She did a nice job recreating her limp, as I recall.
Yes.
Which was a key part of playing that role. Faye Dunaway is 85 Network. She made a guest appearance on Columbo.
Oh,
and despite Peter Falk's being cross-eyed, she was able to look him in the eye and various other things. And of course, there's Bonnie and Clyde, as we mentioned there before. Academy Award and Emmy Award. The Oscar was for Network, by the way. And she's 85.
Well, the kitchen appliances are a little outdated, but you people can cook with your wristwatches now, can't you?
You're funny. You're a funny firecracker.
Mom?
Oh, Charlie. Say hello to Hiroshi Goto.
Hi.
Hello.
Charlie is my number one son.
Yeah, but she treats me like number two.
She was the mother on 2.5 Men of Charlie, and who's the other one? John Cryer's character.
Yeah.
83 for Holland Taylor, the actress here on the Bob Almanac. Hey, we have a wrestler here today.
I have only one thing in mind. That's to beat my opponent up and to raise the flag high. And folks, you know me. If things get a little bit out of hand, well, Hacksaw Jim Duggan is not too shy about grabbing my 2x4 and the stars and stripes. Tough guy. Oh!
He had his 2x4. Yeah, he was Hacksaw Jim Duggan of the WWF and WWE.
Loved it.
Happy birthday to him. He's 72. Music. '80s air metal here for you, air and hair, because you need a lot of air to move around that hair, because they had a lot of hair. Oh my goodness, the products, the damage to the ozone that we did in the '80s from all that stuff. Oh my goodness. But Mike
a lot
Tramp,
of hairspray.
That's Mike Tramp, lead singer of White Lion. Remember this one?
I do.
Wait, it's certainly a good one. Our rapper of the day is Slick Rick. 61.
Sure.
Our rapper that's the most famous of our rappers today is LL Cool J.
Oh, yeah.
He's been everywhere. I mean, acting. I mean, he really burst into the mainstream, not just rapping, for LL Cool J. 58 here today. The funny Jason Bateman.
Let me see the picture of her again.
Make you feel better to see that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's not dangerous. That number right there is her height. It's hobbit height. I'm going after Bilbo.
He's going after Bilbo. That is okay. Jason Bateman. You know, he got his start on Little House on the Prairie and then was on Hogan's Family, Arrested Development. I love him in Horrible Bosses. You drag race in a Prius. I don't win a lot.
You're right. That was a great line.
Yeah, that was a great line. So, Jason,
what movie was that from?
Identity Thief.
Oh,
him and
okay.
Melissa McCarthy.
Got it.
What are you, Kenyon? When he outruns her out on the interstate there. Jason Bateman is 57.
There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes.
So Dave Grohl was in Nirvana. Kurt Cobain takes his own life. Dave Grohl and the other guys of Nirvana have to kind of recover and They go and they form Foo Fighters. And Dave Grohl's the lead singer of Foo Fighters. He loves Mentos. I don't know if you knew that. He's also 57. And one more here.
To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, I use my speed to fight crime and find others like me. And one day, I'll find who killed my mother and get justice for my father. I am the Flash.
Spoiler alert, it was the Reverse Flash that killed the Flash's mother.
His mom.
FYI, Grant Gustin is 36. He was the TV's The Flash. And you loved that until they started talking multiverse and multiple worlds and Earth number five, Earth number this, Earth number that. You got quickly confused. Yeah, you got quickly confused there. The Speed Force. 36 today for Grant Gustin.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was on the WB, wasn't it?
Or the CW.
Or the CW,
I want to say CW.
CW, yeah. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with Benedict Arnold. He was a traitor. You know, he was a general. He was made general in our army and then switched sides and became a traitor and then became a general in the British Army and fought against the army that he used to run.
How is that any different than a football player going into the transfer portal like that Parrish kid?
It was very, very similar.
He was going to Oregon from the Gophers.
Yeah, good riddance. I mean, good luck. Trying to put positive spins on a camp. 1741. Hal Roach did the Laurel and Hardy movies. He discovered Laurel and Hardy and the Little Rascals. He won Oscars. He was a genius. And Academy Award-winning director Hal Roach, 1892. William Bendix, he was Chester Riley on The Life of Riley and some other things.
Also Babe Ruth in a movie.
Yes, he played Babe Ruth in a late 40s movie they made about the Babe. I never watched The Life of Riley. I mean, I'm familiar with it, but I never really watched it. 1906. It's a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. You know it was going to be a quality game show. Mark Goodson, 1915.
Let's let Gene Woods say it here.
This is Gene Woods speaking for Family Feud. A Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
Of course it was. Don't forget about Bill Todman. He was as big of a part of it as Mark Goodson.
For sure. Absolutely. 1915. 4 years later, columnist and television commentator and big eyebrows guy, Andy Rooney.
But swearing and using dirty words is not one of my vices. I don't use foul language, and I don't like to hear anyone else use it either. It doesn't make me a wonderful person, but I like this about myself, or I wouldn't be telling you about it.
Take it from Andy Rooney, Neil. Clean up your act.
Yeah, you don't need it.
He obviously didn't
be
golf.
Successful. Yeah, so. Anyway, Andy Rooney right there, born on this day, 1919. Jazz singer Jack Jones, 1938.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Yeah, I love that bass.
We're expecting
that, what do they call that bass lick? Is it the disco lick? Because it's just about in every 70s disco song that ever. And, of course, along with the triangle, any episode of Starsky and Hutch.
You have to have it.
It floats back to you.
That's Jack Jones doing the singing there, born on this day, 1938. One more. 1948 for Carl Weathers. He was Apollo Creed, of course, in the Rocky movies. He was in a lot of different things, but we liked him in that.
Come on, Rock. It's not a game. You want to live in the hospital for 5 weeks this time? You thought I was tough? This jump will kill you.
All right.
Come on. Get your head on your shoulders, man.
Go ahead, get the eye of the tiger. You got to get eye of the tiger. He just called Clubber Lang a chump. You know, I just saw that movie. It was on when I was in a hotel, and I love the scene where they're doing the interview before the second match between them. And the reporter, the interviewer, asked Clubber Lang, one prediction for the match. He goes, prediction, pain.
I love it. Carl Weathers was a fine guy. I also loved him in Happy Gilmore. played his mentor there early on. 1948, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Country singers, your staff overlooked. Billy Joe Spears.
Oh, yeah.
1937.
Blanket on the ground.
Blanket on the ground. And then also.
The troubles that drove him away, I've got for
company. This is Billy Walker.
These nights in Charlie's shoes are killing me.
And his biggest hit, Charlie's Shoes. And whistling.
Right.
Gotta get some whistling in there. Very nice. Sounds like Guy Mitchell. 29 for Billy Walker, 1929. Now we can finish it up here.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right. Brought to you by American Pressure. The Bobathon brought to you by Logan Companies Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Ramsey, Little Red Rodeo, Colin Ray, Fire and Smoke, Earl Thomas Conley, or A Lesson in Leavin'. Jody Messina. In fact, when she did the song, she took the out of it. It's just Lesson in Leavin'.
Yeah. I'm going to go ETC.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, San